Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the 34th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 94. One of the bedrock doctrines of the Christian faith is that we believe in one God, and only one God. In fact, we believe and confess that there is only one God. Not just that we believe in one, but that there is only one. All other gods are, by definition, false. Thus did God issue his first command, "You shall have no other gods before me." In understanding this, we ask in Heidelberg Catechism question 94, what does God require in the first commandment? And we answer, that on the peril of my soul's salvation, I avoid and flee all idolatry, sorcery, enchantments, invocation of saints or other creatures, and that I rightly acknowledge the only true God, trust in him alone, and with all humility and patience expect all good from him only, and love, fear, and honor him with my whole heart. So as rather to renounce all creatures than to do the least thing against his will. As we confess in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 25, there is only one divine being, though we speak of him in three persons, as he has revealed himself to us in the Holy Scriptures. We speak of him as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But in doing so, we continue to confess that there is only one true and eternal God. There is only one God we acknowledge and trust. As Deuteronomy 6 verse 4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." There is only one God who can command our worship. There is only one God who deserves our worship. There is only one God whom we must serve in righteousness. As the prophet tells us in Isaiah 42 verse 8, "I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols." As the apostle Paul notes in 1 Corinthians 8 verse 4, "Therefore, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that an idol has no real existence, and that there is no God but one." And in 1 Timothy 1 verse 17, Paul speaks of the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, to whom be honor and glory forever and ever. This doctrine of God is central to the Christian faith, and central to the moral law as we find it in the Ten Commandments. For there is only one God whom we are to obey. There is only one God whom we must approach with reverence and awe. There is only one God who rules and reigns on high. There is only one God who is from everlasting to everlasting. There is only one God we are to love, fear, and honor with our whole heart. For we recognize with the elders in heaven, as recorded in Revelation 4 verse 11, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." But beyond creating all things, we recognize that the one true God is the only one who can save us from sin and give us life everlasting. John 17 verse 3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." As Peter spoke in Acts 4 verse 12, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." One God has created all things, and by his will they exist. One God has promised salvation to those who believe in him. And so we recognize the one true and eternal God, that we might rejoice in this great salvation he alone has given us, that we might worship and adore him alone and no other. For we confess with the elders in heaven, he alone is worthy to receive all glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.